Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton here in beautiful downtown Atlanta, Georgia at Eventorac 2014. Stone, we are rocking and rolling. It seems like a never-ending supply of interesting people have been coming our way.
Well, I tell you what, it's a steady flow, but I think this is going to be the pinnacle because we had a brief visit with this young lady yesterday as we were suggesting maybe she'd like to join us on the broadcast. So without further ado, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast from Sanibel Harbor Resort and Spa Marriott, the national sales manager, the grand poobah of that effort, Miss Lori Keegan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you. So what's going on down in Sanibel?
Oh, nice 80-degree weather and sunshine. Need I say more?
That's like every day, though, right?
Pretty much, yes.
That's the one sheet that they mail out.
Still 80 degrees.
Benefits. It's still 80 degrees.
What
Come
is it
down.
In your town? 20? It's 80 a year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So now when you're out there for the Marriott, how hard is it to get people to come? It seems like a pretty easy job, the Marriott and Sanibel.
Well, the combination is great. But, yeah, I think just being right on the water and seeing those sunsets, the amazing sunsets at Sanibel are just breathtaking. And that's what draws people in. So just getting people down and seeing the destination is
so,
what it's all about.
All right, so tell us a little bit about what happens here. You're having conversations. It's not about getting a person down. You're having conversations with people that organize hundreds, if not thousands, of people to come to destinations, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're here making relationships, making friends, and trying to tell people all about the destination and why they should come to our area, and obviously just to have a great time and a successful meeting.
And what are some of the selling points? If somebody's considering, do you have a sweet spot of size of event? Or, like, because you couldn't handle, like, the super mega events, right? Because it's smaller city?
We are smaller, yes. You fly right directly into Fort Myers and from Atlanta. It's only an hour and 15-minute flight, which is huge. And the property is 347 rooms, but we offer 45,000 square feet of space. So the space is pretty good. Room-to-space ratio is great.
And then, so do you have industries that like to come there, or you're open to anybody that wants to come?
Oh, my goodness, we're open to anybody. We love everybody to come down and visit us. So, but we do a lot of, we definitely cater to groups.
Uh-huh. And what any types of groups you like more than others?
Oh, my goodness, no.
As long as the check clears, right?
That's right. We love everybody. As long as they can pay the bill at the end, we love you. We welcome everybody.
Do you get a lot of social events or business?
We do social and corporate and associations. It's a combination of everything.
So can you be kind of a quarterback for me as well? Like, I know your core business, you're in the hospitality business, but
yes.
I also, there's other stuff I've got to get organized. I don't know the area. I don't have contacts. Can you put me in touch with the guy that's going to help me, I don't know, maybe hire the speaker or cater the dinner? You can help orchestrate some of that, right?
We will, of course. We'll make it a one-stop shop. You just come call me, and we'll handle it from there. We can put you in touch with the right people to do the right thing for your event.
Sure. Let's pretend I'm a head of an association, right?
Okay.
And I have, what, like 500 members are coming for
She's got a lump in her throat. That's a good piece of business.
When are you coming?
Okay. Quit teasing her.
How much time do I need to? That's a good question. How much time? Can I tell you it's for next weekend? That's not enough time, right?
That might be pushing
it. But maybe 6 months or a year from now?
A year from now would be good for that size of a group.
Okay,
yes.
So you need about a year's worth of time. That's optimal.
Sure.
But you can handle emergencies,
right? We can have some open dates. You never know.
Okay, so now I'm going to tell you a year in advance. So now what? What don't I know? What are you going to teach
me? Well, one of your guys wants to go fishing while he's down there. I'll tell you that
I
right now.
I love fishing.
Oh,
so I
want to
take a whole group fishing. I don't care what it costs. I just want to get it done.
Ooh, we like that even better when you say you don't care what it costs. But, yeah, we have the we're situated right on the Gulf Harbor. So if you want to go fishing, that's no problem at all. We have the boat charters right on property. You can take out as many. You can make it a team building event so people can go out and make it a competition. Who can catch the biggest fish
and I want to win. I want it rigged where I win.
So I need a scuba diver holding a fish and then put him on his hook.
Oh, just as long as you don't have any cameras out there, you know.
Now, what about my kids? I'm going to bring my kids, and are there activities for my kids?
Of course. We do have we actually have a game room on property, so if kids want to play the Wii or, you know, there's ping pong tables.
I want them outside. Is there anything for them to do outside? Any shells? They love shells.
Oh, goodness. Sanibel Island is known for the shells. You know, it's one of the number one spots to go shelling. You can go out there every morning and see... You name
shelling?
It.
Shelling is a thing.
Is that what it's called?
It's like a
shelling.
Verb. Shelling. We're going shelling? Is that for real?
You didn't know about shelling?
You made that up.
No, it's true. It's true.
Do they have to give them back, or is this like catch and release? Or
no.
They bring them home with them.
No releasing of shells. You get to take those shells home. I like that, though.
What a cool job. Is it? I mean, do you call it a job?
Well, the cool thing is, this is what's even cooler. I live here in Atlanta. So I get to go down every month or so.
You got to check them to make sure they're still there, right? And that everything's going just right.
Well, I actually will come down with you when you're ready to come and visit.
Nice.
See?
Very cool.
So I do the hand-holding to make sure you get what you need and when you need it.
It makes all the sense in the world, but it was a little counterintuitive when you first said that to me. I just assumed you lived down here, but it makes sense that you would live in a city other than the one you're trying to draw people to. So
right.
Wow. So you got to come. So when you're here in Atlanta, you're working the events here locally to convince me to come down there.
Exactly.
That's pretty smart on their part.
Do
they have people like
thinking.
You all over the country?
No, I'm actually just for this property in particular. I'm the only one that's not on property.
Wow. How'd you get that job? That's some magic.
I'm a good talker, I guess.
That was great. Going to hire you for sales. Pull that off.
Yeah, you want to sell live radio at somebody's conferences, Lori?
It's good.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, is there a website for the property?
Of course. It's easy. It's SanibelMarriott.com.
Well, that is easy, and it has been an easy and fun conversation. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Eventorac 2014.